Remember, you can use your employment rights to protect yourself at work. You have a right to do this. You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. This week we focus on the often overlooked area of gender reassignment and employment rights. Gender reassignment is one of the 9 protected characteristics under the Equality Act. In the UK, the Equality Act 2010 protects you from discrimination based on gender reassignment, and this ensures that everyone going through gender reassignment has the right to be treated fairly at work. Now, it's easy to say this, but recognising gender reassignment discrimination can be quite complex, because in 2024, discrimination is being practised, but it's often hidden and can be very subtle. But if you are a worker or an employee going through gender reassignment, there are key signs and forms of discrimination that could indicate to you that you are being treated unfairly because of your gender reassignment status. Our starting point is the same as it is for age and disability discrimination, which we covered in the last 2 podcast episodes. Under the Equality Act, gender reassignment discrimination happens when an individual with this protected characteristic is treated less favourably than others because of something connected to their gender reassignment status. The Act covers all aspects of employment, including recruitment, employment terms and conditions, promotions, transfers, training opportunities, and dismissals. And the red flags we raised in the previous 2 episodes are the same for gender reassignment, so you may want to re-listen to those episodes to get a better overview of how gender reassignment discrimination is likely to appear in your workplace. What we know as a starting point, however, is that no one is going to come up to you and tell you that you are being treated less favourably because you are going through gender reassignment or because they don't agree with your reassigned gender. Your bosses and colleagues know enough about discrimination to understand that there are likely to be repercussions for overt acts of discrimination in the workplace. So they're not just going to come up to you and say these things. However, research and events in the news show us that we are now seeing more overt and open gender reassignment discrimination in society. And if it's in society, then it's also likely to be in the workplace. So in this episode, we'll focus on what that workplace discrimination might look like so you can spot it and address it. There are 4 key areas you need to look out for when looking at unfair treatment at work if you have a gender reassignment status. If you find yourself not being hired or promoted due to your gender reassignment status, or you feel you are being given fewer opportunities, responsibilities, or benefits compared to others, and you believe this is because of your gender identity, or you receive a dismissal, or you feel you are being forced out of your job because of your gender reassignment status, you could be facing direct discrimination at work. Direct discrimination is when you are at work and you are treated worse than another person in a similar workplace situation because of your gender reassignment status. The next area of bad treatment you should look out for is linked to rules your employer may introduce at work in the belief that all policies, criteria, and practices will affect the workforce in the same way. For example, your company may have a very rigid dress code that does not accommodate your gender expression, Or your company may introduce policies that restrict your access to gender-appropriate facilities, like, for example, not having access to gender-neutral toilets. If these experiences are happening to you, then you may be experiencing indirect discrimination. Indirect discrimination happens when a workplace policy, practice, or procedure applies to everyone in the same way, but puts you at a disadvantage because of your gender reassignment. The next area to look out for is if you are surrounded by derogatory or mocking comments about your transition, or deliberate and persistent misuse of your preferred name or pronouns, and even the spreading of malicious rumours and gossip about your gender identity is something to look out for. If these things are happening to you, then you may be experiencing harassment at work. Harassment related to gender reassignment is any unwanted conduct that violates your dignity or creates an intimidating, hostile, degrading, humiliating, or offensive environment. And the final area of bad treatment to look out for is if you are being isolated or excluded by work colleagues or your managers because you have raised concerns about gender reassignment discrimination. Or you might even receive negative job appraisals or find yourself missing out on promotions. All happening to you, you believe, after you have made a complaint related to bad treatment because of your gender reassignment status. What might be happening here is that the treatment you are receiving might be punishment because you have made that complaint. And under the Equalities Act, this type of treatment is called victimization. Victimization occurs when you are treated badly because you have made a complaint about gender reassignment discrimination, or because you are supporting someone who has made gender reassignment complaints. In addition to the five areas of bad treatment you may encounter, there is one additional standalone area that you may be able to use to bring a complaint, and that area is an extension of the indirect discrimination area. What do we mean? Well, when you are actually going through the gender reassignment process, your employer has a duty of care towards you to support you to manage the process. And that might mean allowing time off for your medical appointments or ensuring you have access to appropriate facilities during your procedures. If your employer doesn't exercise that duty of care towards you, you might be able to complain that your employer has failed to make reasonable adjustments for you. Now, whilst reasonable adjustments are more commonly associated with disability discrimination, failure to make reasonable adjustments can also apply in these duty of care areas if they happen to you. And if it happens to you, you may be able to make a complaint about it. So what can you do if you experience gender reassignment discrimination? Firstly, you have to document everything. Keeping detailed records of incidents, including dates, times, and witnesses, as well as emails and other forms of communication, will help you further on down the line. Next, seek support by talking to someone you trust. Then, think about whether you want to submit a grievance to formally raise your concerns. And finally, if there is no change, you can take legal action by bringing your complaint to an employment tribunal. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that discrimination isn't always overt. It can often be subtle and embedded into company culture, making it harder to pinpoint. For you, you need to pay attention to patterns of behaviour directed towards you, such as consistently being passed over for opportunities without clear explanation, or noticing a change in your colleagues' behaviour towards you, colleagues being plural, and this behaviour change happening following your gender reassignment disclosure. Once you see it, start the process of collecting your evidence. Recognizing the signs of discrimination is the first step towards asserting your right to be treated with fairness and respect at work. If you need help with gender reassignment concerns or with any other employment rights matter you may have, you can find all our support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse which you may be suffering at work, or any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the best Employment Rights Week that you can. Bye for now.